My name is Linda Gregerson. The poem is not so much an end as an entangling. One. And then the animals began to flee from right to left across the surface of the visual plane. The birds in great number, owl and osprey, red-necked grebe, the nuthatch, the nighthawk, the warbler in 11 kinds. And that's when we began to understand, because it wasn't normal, wasn't what you expect to find, the eaters and the likely to be eaten in a single frame. Despised the ground, our poet says, intelligent of seasons. And the sixth day, too, when creatures of the earth began to walk the earth, proposes a thoughtscape of nothing needs to die that I might live. But that was then, and in the painting it is more like now, desiccated needles on a desiccated branch. If creation with pinions appears to fly below as well as in the sky, that's simply a trick of vantage point, the better to accommodate the interlocking logic of the whole, as when eternity is broken into pieces we construe as plot. So timber wolf and white-tailed deer, and indigo bunting below, which is to say, between, perspective having turned the three dimensions into two, all of them fleeing, right to left, as from, since they who are intelligent of seasons are the first to know, from imminent disaster, which has made the lesser enmities moot. Two. When I was a child, it was the numbers I couldn't get out of my head. So many billions, so little time to make it stop. A single patch of ground, say, just from here to the wall. How many of us, if we took turns lying down, could fit? I didn't think water, or waste, or work. I just thought how many standing and how many minutes the others would get to rest. Only later did the obvious answer occur to me. I won't be here. And then the panic would stop. But have. Three. I now seen death, he wondered. And the angel said, you've scarcely seen its shadow. Look, the winged ones, furred ones, fleeing from right to left, as from the names that you, in all your fond first powers, bestowed. There was water in the reed beds. Think of it, water still. The sun still rose. The snail foot exuded its mucus. And then the angel pulled, just slightly, on one of the threads, composing the linen the painter had tacked to his stretcher. What is it you love that has not been ruined because of you?